The Boy's Own Book of the Dead by Graham White, with David Bamber, Susanna Hamilton, and Kim Wall.
Do you think he knows where he is?
Oh, yeah. Everything in his life has a grid reference, doesn't it, Tom?
Shh. We're nearly there.
Can I put the torch on, then?
Okay. That's it. The biggest tree in the wood.
Are you sure?
Things might have changed a bit around here.
This is the one.
And it'll be about 6 paces towards the fence, under the branch, with 3 forks. Well, if you find it, I'll give you 20 quid. You're on, Scott, because I know exactly where I'm looking. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's about it, do you reckon?
Yeah, if they were the places of an 11-year-old.
Well, shine the torch down here, Kat. I'll switch on. Hold it steady.
This is a very creepy place.
You're not the outdoors type, are you, Kaz?
Only if it's sunny and there's a beach.
I've got something.
Oh.
Here we go. This is history in the making.
It's a setup.
Oh, wow!
20 quid, please.
Is that it?
There.
You beaut.
Give us a hand, Scott. That's it.
Tom Evans and Scott Morgan's time capsule. Buried 12th of the 1st, 1975.
Oh, bless you, you spelled capsule wrong.
Not to be opened until the year 2000, or you will be cursed.
Oh,
what do you think's in there, Scott?
Well, short trousers and a toffee apple.
Come on, open it. I'm dying to see now.
Well, if you've got the key.
You're talking to an archivist here, Scott. Now. There you go. The fruits of our young imaginations.
That makes me feel old.
No toffee apples.
No, but that's one of my commando soldiers.
And that's my pen. Yeah, it had a light in it, that did. Look there. When you turn it upside down, the lady's clothes fell off.
You dirty little sod. Who are these two?
That's Mum and Dad.
God, she's 8.
It is 25 years ago.
Hey, that's mine, that's mine. Matchbox Lincoln Continental. That must have hurt putting it in here.
People of the future, if you find this box, please keep it and play with the things inside and eat the sweets. Very nice. Oh, there aren't any sweets.
Well, I've probably ate them. Ah, look. I drew that. Home, school, Britain, Europe, Earth, the moon, the sun,
the universe.
Our old school photograph.
I'm amazed all this paper survived.
Well, I must have used an airtight tin, mustn't we, Tom? Just like Blue Peter told us.
Boy's own, actually.
Oh, here.
He's not listening.
Class 3, Wellfield School. Look, that's John Lane. And that's Robert... the fat boy.
Oh, yeah. Terry, he was called. Terry something.
Adrian Quidland. That's you next to him, Scott.
Oh, God, so it is.
Kevin Long, the boy who said Lulu.
Ellen Ryan.
That's right. Lynn Meehan.
Who are Jimmy Smigglethwaite?
Kaz. Paula.
I've got a real suede head there.
No, look at you, grinning for England.
Oh, home knitwear everywhere.
V-neck jumpers and scuffed shoes.
I remember John Lane breaking his leg one lunchtime.
Yeah.
Happy days then.
And that is Susan Vickery.
So it is.
Why does she get a special mention?
She doesn't. It's just odd to see her.
Why?
Susan Vickery disappeared into thin air. Up on the coast road, wasn't it?
That's the last place anyone saw her.
I said it was spooky here.
She was quiet, but she was like, cool. Not many kids are that age, 14, 15. Real presence and, she just went.
Did she run away?
No one knows.
It's a famous case.
I've never heard about it.
Well, it happened.
You never told me.
Oh, come on, I'm losing all feeling in my limbs. Can we go and look at this stuff somewhere warmer?
Yes, brilliant idea.
Oh, okay, put it all back in the tin then.
Well, I don't know which way the car is now.
Oh, I don't know. You can't get lost in here. Yeah,
but do you know the way?
Yeah. Follow me.
Only if we use the torch.
Well, it's getting light now, anyway.
Oh, use the torch, whatever.
Is this where the old railway line ran, Tom?
Yep, down there, down the valley side.
We should come back up in daylight, if we're doing the whole nostalgia package.
Are you all right, Tom?
Yeah.
He's having a spiritual moment, looking down on his childhood self. Mm.
We should trace this bunch in the photo. See what happened to them.
I reckon they grew taller and got more teeth.
I mean it. Aren't you interested, Scott?
Yeah. I suppose I am a bit.
Come on, help. There's 3 teeth here. Thanks. Can't get any food yet. Everything's still closed. It's from the machine of the bus garage.
Oh, dear.
Did you find anybody?
Yeah, I might have, but I need a map before we can do anything.
This tastes like engine oil.
It's not that good.
I saw a map on the prom over there.
Okay, I might check it out.
By the toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a mission, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. They've started something here. He gets very serious about stuff like this. Oral history. People's memories. What Fred Bloggs did in the war.
Yeah, well, this is different, though. This is about little lads with sticky hands and crafting competitions.
Ah, his whole way of life, though. He gathers it all round him like a little fossil.
I'm a complete slut at work. Buried under test tubes and papers. People complain, I complain. It's hardly glamorous.
Oh, come on, wipe baby's bums for me, if you like.
No, I have trouble wiping my own.
There's not a weekend goes by he hasn't got somebody digging around in some collection stuffed into his flat.
I thought it was your flat.
I moved out. We're taking a break.
Oh, you're not.
Yep.
Kaz, you were the last time I saw you.
When was that?
97.
Oh, well, it all blurs into one with us. On, off. On, off, like a Felicia beacon.
Hey! All right. Oh.
There's a K-long in the phone book with an address up North Hill, a garage. I'm pretty sure that's Kevin.
Well, it's worth trying.
Show me the picture again.
He went to secondary with us. Bit of a footballer. Had a trial with Nottingham Forest. His sister worked in the pavilion in the park.
How do you remember this stuff?
Nothing's irrelevant, is it, Tom?
Not a lot. Shall we head up there, then?
Oh, it's only 7:30 now.
Okay, we'll find some breakfast, but then I want to get cracking.
I don't call what we've just eaten a meal.
It was a breakfast. It was a whole luscious breakfast. In a bun.
It was a pasty egg slathered in grease.
Lovely. Stop here, Cass.
Why? What's wrong?
Just pull over.
This isn't your mate's garage.
No. We're on a detour now.
Okay, boss.
So, where are we, Scott? Oh, yeah.
What are we meant to be looking at?
That building is our old primary school.
Come on, let's have a shuffle.
People don't go to school in places like this. This is Dingley Dell.
That was class one.
That was class two.
Class three was round the back.
And across the yard was class four. It's hardly changed, does it? The bus went from over there.
Yeah, I remember a blue one with a fin on the top.
Yeah, it was ancient, and you played kiss chase up on the grass.
If you played kiss chase.
Who was the most popular?
Well, I started early.
Oh, you must have been sweet, Scott.
I was.
Shall we go into the playground?
Why not?
There's no one around, is there?
I can't see anybody.
That room in there is where the photograph was taken.
Oh, look at those chairs. Aren't they cute?
Hey, that's a better climbing frame than in our day.
It's built for a kid, Tom.
Well, that's what he is.
It's designed for 10-year-old boys.
I just want to see the view.
There's a bloke in that office. He's probably phoning the police right now.
I can see him. I can see my old house.
You'll chuck us out.
Get down, Tom.
Oh, you get me down.
Right, I will.
Oh, go on. Try your whip.
You know what?
What?
Burying that box could represent something hidden by you two.
Oh, thank you, Sigmund. She learned that at college.
Yeah, we did. You repress the stuff that's most threatening.
Such as?
Fighting's not always aggressive, boys. Hi, good morning. We're just having a look around. Mm.
What brought you here, then?
An anniversary, Kevin.
The boys have got a bit of millennium fever.
They don't look much like boys to me.
No, I suppose not.
Well, we actually came down to dig up a box we buried when we were kids. Yeah, you know, the sort of thing you do.
No.
Well, anyway, do you remember us, Kevin?
I get a lot of faces in here. Some I recognise, some I don't. You, I don't.
It was quite easy finding you.
That's no surprise, is it? I stay put. Not like you lot, I dare say.
We live up in the Midlands, Karen and me.
Yeah, I'm from London.
Yeah, we get the odd city slicker around here. Weekenders.
That it, then. So I've got a fair deal to do here.
We're going to trace the people in this photo. We found it in the box we buried. We're 10 years old there.
This is me. That's Tom.
And that's you, Kevin.
I can see. I can see. Long way to come for a picture.
Is there anybody else still around here?
One or two, I'm sure.
Anyone you could point to?
This is going a long way back. I don't tend to think about the past too much.
We just want to see what happened to people.
Well, this is what happened to me. I run a garage. I get by.
Ah, but what did you think you'd be doing now, Kevin? Did you think you'd be happy?
I don't know why you want to ask me that. Probably. As I say, I've a lot of work on.
Do you remember the kinds of things we used to do as kids, Kevin?
Chase around, got into trouble. The usual, I suppose.
Where did we used to play?
Well, all over the shop.
You tend to roam around, don't you, when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Is there anywhere you were scared to go?
Not that I can recall.
One place?
No.
You're very busy here, aren't you?
You know the old railway, Kevin? Up on the coast road?
Yes.
I remember mucking around up there with you.
Do you?
Yeah.
I suppose we must have done then.
I remember you being scared up there.
And here I am. I can't even remember your face.
Yeah, things get hazy, don't they, Kev?
Kevin.
Sorry.
They get hazy, but they don't go away. Maybe you could try and recall a bit more. Now we've seen you.
What do you want me to do that for?
How's Paula?
Paula? Paula's fine.
Good. Kevin married his childhood sweetheart, didn't you? She's there, in the photo. Hey, I just want to talk things through. That'd be a good idea, don't you think?
Perhaps. Not like this, though.
No.
Springing it on me, out of the blue.
Okay. We're around for a few days. I'll come back and we'll have a pint or something.
Maybe you should, yeah.
In the meantime, you could let people know we're around.
Perhaps I will.
See you again, then.
Yeah. Some other time. When I haven't got me hands full.
Yeah.
Hey, bye.
Yeah, good to speak to you, Kevin.
Touchy.
We surprised him.
I felt really uncomfortable.
That's because you said stupid things.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
You sounded like a tourist.
Well, I don't live here anymore. It doesn't mean that much to me.
Tom, why do you ask him what he was scared of?
It's just something I use. It draws people out.
We didn't do much for him.
He was warming up.
Why not ask him what he enjoyed?
You get better answers my way. Let's go back up there. Up the railway. I want to see what else I remember.
What about looking at the others?
I think we can rely on Kevin to give us a hand with that.
Oh, I can't hear a thing.
Yeah, this place used to be just overgrown.
They've restored the whole line now.
Well, they should have done it earlier. A bit of train surfing might have made my adolescence.
I'd sit here trying to summon up an engine like that. We lived down the other side, so this was like my garden. This and the woods. Anyone who came to visit, they had to come up here and play.
I was at home with my Meccano.
You came up a few times.
Yeah, I was an indoor boy, though, wasn't I?
Kev had come up here. We built a little hideout round by the road bridge.
Is it still there?
Oh, I doubt it. Hey, it scared me. I tell you, when it got dark, I used to think there'd be ghost trains or signalmen with swinging lanterns.
Kevin looked like he was seeing ghosts.
I really see the kid in his face, you know?
Come on, let's go and have a look for your den, Tom.
No. Hang on. Let me see if it's there first. I need to get my bearings.
No, don't leave us now. Scott started going on about ghosts.
Oh, you'll be all right. You won't meet anything scarier than yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's what my dad used to say.
Oh, but that made you feel good.
Yeah. I used to come up round these hills with him. He'd take us to some godforsaken route mart. And all the way, I'd be wanting to be back home building stuff.
It's a beautiful spot.
Well, it never seemed like it then. All changed when he died, though. Everything that was pain before came back as something good to hang on to. Oh, shut me up.
No, I'm listening.
That's it, really. Things got turned upside down.
My dad turned it upside down himself. After he split up with Mum, I came back one night and he'd scrawled acid for dads across the living room wall.
How is he now?
Oh, couldn't be happier. Retired and psychedelic.
Hey. Shall I show you something?
What?
Something we always did up here. Lie on your back.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
What's behind me?
Oh, it's just grass. It's all right. It's not damp. Close your eyes.
Did you used to do this to Tom?
No.
Who to, then?
Certain kinds of people we wanted to impress. Shut your eyes.
I have done.
Pull up your shirt.
I'm not showing you my bra,
sir. I don't want to see your bra. I want to see your belly.
If you do anything horrible, I'll kill you.
Trust me.
Get on with it, then. Oh, no, you've kicked my
tummy! Sorry.
Oh, you don't have to regress too, you know. You're a grown man, remember?
All right, I'm sorry, Cassie.
Oh, you spent too long with your models as a kid.
Okay, it was a mistake.
There was something going on with Kevin, wasn't there? Tom was hunting for something.
Was he?
This isn't about seeing old playmates. What happened up here?
Well, Susan. The last time she was seen was on that road that goes across the bridge on a bike. They found the bike in the hedge. You know, no one knows what happened.
No wonder Kevin was scared.
It was long after they built dens or anything there. We were older, 4th, 5th year, something like that. I wasn't part of it then. I don't know if they still used to come up here then.
What was it with her and Tom?
He had a big crush on her, that's all. She was a major part of his life, and she just went.
His girlfriend?
I don't know. There was a gang of them who used to hang around together.
And now he wants to see the gang again.
Yeah, looks that way.
Why didn't he tell me?
I don't think he knew it was in his head until he saw the photo.
You could be brothers. You know him better than I do.
Did you enjoy that, Cass?
Christ, Tom!
Where were you hiding?
I was up on the embankment.
I still know my way around here.
Oh, you spooky sod.
Sorry if I ruined your fun.
Tell me about Susan, Tom.
You've heard it.
Tell me yourself.
Scott's right.
seeing her in this sparked it off. That's her. Fourth from the left, front row. Brown pudding, bow hair. Light blue polo neck. Tartan skirt. Brown shoes. She's leaning into her friend beside her. Oh, I don't know friend's name. She's smiling. I think that's what got to me. People have put it away.
Kevin hadn't.
I had to jog his memory. I could tell he'd talk about it if we went back, but it wasn't there until I turned up.
Should it have been?
Yeah. She should be remembered. And that's why I want to see people now. To make sure. For her.
How does it help her, Tom?
It keeps her around.
Well, that's a good thing.
You've never said a word about it to me.
It's personal. When she went, something went with her. People got on with their lives, but they didn't mean much, not against hers. I just want her remembered.
What about her family, Tom? Do you think they want to hang on to it?
I don't know.
They'd probably hope they can forget. She's gone. Long, long gone. Wasn't your loss.
I knew her.
That was all. You're just using it.
Oh, if that's what you think, Cass.
I do.
Okay.
It's an unkind of cloudy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a woman comes in the surgery. Nice old lady. We've got a chart on the wall about meningitis. She told me they never had it in her day. I went along with it. Why is that, do you think? Immigration, she said. She's a sweet old dear up to a point. But she's looking for scapegoats. Like you.
I don't get this, Kaz.
You're looking for something to blame for it not working out.
Who says it hasn't?
You. You're always disappointed. It's in everything you do.
Hey, look. The way I see it, if life hasn't turned out the way you wanted, it doesn't mean it went wrong. It's like an experiment. You've just gone off at a tangent. Everybody's doing one thing and you're off thinking about something different, and maybe you're right in the long run. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay, I'm talking crap. There's too much tension with you two, so I'll start gabbing.
We have ups and downs. Simple as that. There's work to do. And I'm hungry.
Man in a bloody suitcase.
Oh, sorry, it's embarrassing.
We've been together long enough and he's never told me. Maybe it should take a longer break now. A lot longer.
How long's it been?
3 months.
Well, that's no big deal. It's a couple of years since I had a relationship.
That explains the phantom raspberry blower.
Is it?
Back to the days when he didn't know how to talk to girls.
He's supposed to think your mate could do better for himself.
Sorry?
No, I never did.
Pick your moment, Scott. Come on. Let's get out of here before we get steamed to death. This food is revolting.
Oh, no.
Why did we have to come back here?
Well, Tom's a tour guide.
And don't we know it now?
Let's just keep in his good books, eh?
Why?
You know why.
Oh, if he thinks there's something going on...
Then what?
Then he's being paranoid.
Okay.
Look, it's not a barrel of laughs all the time, but we get by. I'm just annoyed that he's never told me anything about one of the formative influences in his anal little life, and I'm pissed off with you, too.
I've told you everything I know, Kaz.
What is that stuff?
Banana custard.
Do you only eat nursery food?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
Oh, I couldn't face that.
That's lovely. You want to know something really disgusting?
Yeah.
I sprinkle extra sugar on the top.
You're a nice bloke.
I know.
So who's the love of your life, Scott?
Are you not going to eat that?
No.
Can I?
Go ahead.
What a little place this, isn't it?
What did you think when you first met me, Scott? Go on.
You think I can remember?
Yeah, I do. And I think you can remember where, when and why.
Okay, I can.
So what did you think?
Who brought two by army?
What?
You gone a bit overboard with the eyeliner.
Oh, you cheeky sod. It wasn't just the overcoat, Scott. You used to wear badges. Big badges.
Well, they were cool then.
They were never cool.
Aren't you eating?
I feel sick.
Must be all the excitement.
Probably.
You ought to eat.
That's very concerned of you, Tom.
It might be a long afternoon.
Or a very short one, depending on how tolerant I'm feeling.
I think I'll get some air. Or some fags. After that.
You don't smoke?
I do on holiday, sometimes.
Is this a holiday, then?
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to get some fags, okay?
Why did you walk off?
I didn't.
You did?
I wanted something to eat. That's why we're here.
Tom, there was nothing going on.
Would it matter if there was?
Of course it would matter.
Ah, I'm not so sure.
I think it would.
Why? What would it say?
That you pushed me away once too often.
Oh, I hope he comes straight back.
I remember you. You were a pretty little boy. You went on to Minehead School, didn't you?
That's right, then.
Because you went out with Eddie Clark's sister for a while.
Yeah, I did. Carol.
Carol, that's it. You were about 16?
Still around?
Nah, she lives up Birmingham way now, I believe. Nice kid. You, I don't know. I'm not from round here. Well, that explains it then. And Thomas?
Tom, these days, pretty much.
Oh, do you recognise him straight away? Oh, yeah, he's hardly changed. He was scrawny then. It's your girlfriend, is it?
That's right.
I hope you're treating her well.
Most of the time.
Yeah. I don't suppose you expected to see me, Lynn.
No, I can't say I did. Just let me put the clothes sign up.
Is this your business?
No, I just do the donkey work. Do you want a cut while you're ill, love?
No. No, I'm fine, thanks.
Come on, I'm bored stiff. I'll do you for free. Give us both something to do. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. Come on, sit down here. I've got a feeling we're going to be a while.
Why's that?
My sixth sense. Right. And I'll tell you what else I'll do, Tom. You show me your picture. I bet I can put some names to the faces.
How do you know about the picture?
News travels.
There you go.
Oh, you hang on to it, Karen. Oh, that takes you back. That's a different world, isn't it? Anna, she was called. She was a vicar's daughter. That's Scott, am I right?
Yeah.
Now, that's one of the Cridlands, isn't it? You can spot the old family round here. Where are you?
Keep looking.
Oh, that's me in the corduroy skirt. What a chubby little monster. I don't know her, and... Oh, dear.
Who's that, Lynn?
What's wrong? Sorry, love, you'll have to excuse me. I thought I'd be all right.
It's not my hair, is it?
No,
Do you know why I'm here, then?
I knew as soon as I saw your face.
Let's talk, Lynn.
I can't. No. You better get out of the chair, love. Come on.
Hang on, you've already cut some off.
Well, I'm not finishing that up now. Come on.
What's going on?
Which one upset you, Lynn?
You know darn well which one it was. I'm closing now. Come on, all of you.
Lynn, we have to remember. You and me and Kevin and Paula, we have to.
You'd better go.
Listen. We need to tell each other why it happened. We need to understand it. Please. Have you ever spoken to them about it?
Of course I haven't.
Do you want to now?
Tom, she's really upset.
Shut up, Scott. Do you? To put it to rest. Once and for all.
They live up North Hill.
I know.
He told me you'd been in to see him. We passed each other in the street. Not a word to say normally, but... I've always known we'd have to talk one day.
Then let's get on and finish it, Lynn. Let's talk.
Am I still going on in there?
She hasn't moved. He's pacing up and down now.
He's in a lot of sleep.
Why didn't he say anything when he could, Scott? He still only told me half a story.
Maybe he thinks we betrayed him.
With a raspberry?
Yeah.
Scott, get a life. I like you, but I'm not after you. You're his best mate. It wasn't anything we did. I just picked the wrong moment, didn't I? I turned both barrels on him, and so he's been keeping something back, something he's never told me.
You'll get the story soon enough.
I hope so.
Oh, I think I'll go back to the hotel.
No, stay, Scott.
I need to get out of here. I don't much care what the story is anymore. It isn't about me. I'll catch a bus, pick up a hire car, head down to my folks.
We can give you a lift. It's only Cornwall, isn't it?
Karen, I'm ducking out now, okay?
At least wait for us at the hotel.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah. Look, if it doesn't work out, you'll know where to find me.
Don't expect me.
Well, tell him I've gone anyway.
See ya.
I'm surrounded by sodding martyrs. Scott! Hold on, Scott! It's been so long, but I still see her. That picture just makes it clearer.
That's what brought us.
Where'd you find it?
Digging around in some old stuff.
Well, close, love.
Hi.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. You okay?
We're fine.
I need to know what's going on, Tom.
It's okay, Lynn. We can let Karen hear.
If you trust her?
Yeah, I do.
Paula probably still thinks there's something wrong with me. She's Church now, you know, one of them little fish in the car window. How did you explain it to yourself?
I decided I'd made her go.
That we had?
I was the main one. I started it all off.
I always hoped she just ran away.
Yeah.
Did you ever say anything to the police?
No.
Do you think we should know?
I think we should speak to Kevin and Paula. Are you ready to?
As ready as I'll ever be.
We've talked, Paulie and me. Sit down.
Thanks, Kevin. Can we put that out, please? Oh, sorry.
Paula, this is Karen.
Kevin's worked very hard to get me to see you. I'm not making small talk.
Where's your other friend?
None of this has anything to do with him.
Thanks for seeing us, Paula.
Go on, then. What do you want to say?
Look at this picture. This was our class in 1975, class three. Do you recognise anybody?
No, I don't know any of them.
None?
No, sorry.
We can jog your memory.
I don't know them.
But that's you, isn't it, Paula? That's me. Don't I look like Gary? He's our youngest. That's Michael Quinn from Roadwater Way, isn't it? You know, Michael runs the trucks. She knows Michael Quinn.
I don't know him in that picture. I don't need to be grubbing around in things that are gone and that I can't change.
Are there things you'd want to change?
It doesn't mean anything to me. Take it. There you are.
Polly.
I don't live in the past. Maybe you do.
We've come here for a good reason, Paula.
What do you know about good?
What we all did, we've never talked about. And what happened to Susan, we've never been able to face up to. Not really.
What we did was bad, and that's why it ended that way.
No, we want to make it right.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's what I've spent the last 20 years doing. And you just turn up now. I'm not seeing you suffering, Lynn Meehan.
Oh, I have.
And you! I don't know what life you live. You should never have come back here.
They're ready to make amends, Polly. I think maybe we should be too.
We got married. 18 years coming up this December. Straight out of secondary school. Straight away. That's how we made amends. We're as happy as we could be. We have our faith. We got a family. Steady work.
And I'm not here to break that up.
I never liked you.
I can live with that.
And we've not had a lot to say to each other, have we, Lynn?
No. Not since.
It's good that you've spoken now.
We haven't. Not yet we haven't. Paula, let Tom and Lynn tell you what they want to do. Go on, then, if you must.
Over here.
I don't want to stay out here any longer than I have to.
No, we should get on with it.
What are we going to do?
We've got an audience, so we're just going to talk. We're going to remember.
You don't have to tell me.
Yes, we do.
Well, Tom brought me up here first, wasn't it? We all thought we were the ones. We thought we were hot stuff, smoking spliff and drinking and doing it all.
I brought bombs up here. Sugar and fertilizer.
But I used to come in here a long time before. Do the kinds of things that boys do at that age. I was scared to do them at home. Thought my mum would find out. So it was a weird place. It was a guilty place.
Oh, I hate it. It's evil, and we did evil in it.
You were just kids, experimenting.
Mm-hmm. No, that's how it started off, experimenting. But I was trouble back then. I was trouble at school, I was trouble at home. I thought what we were up to was kid stuff. Tom and I were going out then. Nobody else knew about it, just us when we were up here. I liked him. He took risks. Not just riding a motorbike or shoplifting. He wanted to do new things all the time.
That's why I brought Kevin along.
That's why we don't talk, innit, Kevin?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it is.
But we were untouchable up here. Nobody saw us. Nobody knew. We started going further.
And I brought Paula.
I didn't know any better. And then Tom brought Susan. I was always jealous of Susan. I could see that Tom liked her. He was fascinated by her.
When she came up here with us, she didn't want to hang around.
But you made her.
Yeah, and she didn't want to play, did she? She never wanted to play.
I didn't know that at first.
I did. I could see it. I thought we were clever. Embarrassing her, making her look away, making her scared.
I told her. I said she had to play. We thought we were cool.
And then what happened?
It went too far. One day it really went too far. She ran off, and that was it.
It was a fortnight later she disappeared. But we didn't see her again.
And so we thought... We always thought...
That whatever happened to her was our doing.
That's right.
I can still see the look on her face, you know. She was so shocked. She was so unhappy.
She ran off up there, to the other end of the wood and the road.
I wanted to pray.
I never pray.
You have to. It was your fault. It was your doing.
But there was Paula, like a little lost lamb at first. Then she's the one who's starting things off.
You two had the ideas. You led us on, making us do what you wanted, just like now.
We're here because we want to be, Paula.
Oh, this is the last time I ever want to see you.
We got a torch. Tony Scott.
It's all right. We've got nothing to hide now.
Hi.
We're talking, Scott.
I know.
It's okay, Polly. This is the other one.
Karen told me you'd be up here.
Did you find anything?
I did, yeah. Now, Karen asked me to do some digging. The hunt through the archives, Tom. I've been to the library pestering them. They let me stay on after closing.
And what did you find?
Susan Vickery went missing December 30th, 1980. There's a few updates in their files. Now, they caught a guy about 5 years ago. He'd done things over a long period of time all over the place. They reckon a similar-looking bloke was seen in the area around the time she vanished. He's in jail now.
But he hasn't confessed to it.
No, no, no. But there are connections, though.
That say it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, that's right. Let's say it wasn't.
We weren't trying to frighten her. We were doing what we thought grown-ups did. We were sick.
We were ill. You need to forgive yourselves. What you did wasn't evil.
It was just stupid.
Tom? Do you have that picture?
Yes.
Shall we finish it? Like we said. Once and for all. Susan. We're sorry we did what we did. And we're sorry that we didn't know what we were doing. Wherever you are, we hope you're at peace. Forgive us. Forgive us. Thanks, John. Nothing personal, but I never want to see you again either.
Maybe we'll talk now, though, Lynn.
Yeah. I'd like that. And thanks to you, too. That makes some sense to me.
If it closes the door.
Yeah. Let's hope it does.
Thank you.
But you... you're not part of this place anymore.
No.
You've never had to live with it around you, so go and don't come back.
Come on, before we freeze here.
You knew all about that, didn't you? Why didn't you tell them?
It's not proof. And whatever happened, it was us that started it. If it was an evil, it was us who brought it on. That's what I believe now. Are you going back to the hotel?
I suppose so.
Scott could give you a lift back.
He could.
I might drive around for a bit.
Nah, I probably ought to hit the road. People to visit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been good to see you, Scott.
And you. I didn't know all this stuff was hanging around.
Nor did I, mate.
No. Maybe we shouldn't have gone digging in the first place. Ruining the scenery. After all, it's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose it is.
It is.
I'll see you down at the car, then. I really had nothing to do with this.
I know.
Well, I built models, went to college. I was a good boy.
Well, it's all over now, and I'm glad. It might get a bit easier for us.
Will he see you at the car?
Yes, he will.
Well,
for one thing, it's my car.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
Sorry. You should go home now, Scott. You've done your friends a big favour.
Have I?
Yep.
Good.
And they're very grateful.
Just as long as they're still my friends.
Yeah. I think you can count on that.
In The Boy's Own Book of the Dead by Graham White, Tom was David Bamber, Scott, Kim Wall, Karen, Susanna Hamilton, Kevin, Alistair Danson, Paula, Zila Clark, and Lynn, Susie Brown. The director was Peter Kavanagh.